Hey guys, so I recently offered my spare bedroom to a new mother, and I know that sounds like an awful idea, trust me, it is, but it's not awful for the reason that you think it would be. Her boyfriend kicked her out, I guess is the story. She told him that the baby wasn't his, but I guess she hoped that he would love her enough to forgive her, and like that he would love to have her kid around even if it's not his kid too. Whatever, I don't really know the full story. I don't know what she was thinking, but that's okay. I don't have to know. I saw her ad looking for a place to live that wouldn't charge much and didn't mind a newborn, and I thought, you know, why not? I have an empty room and I have the opportunity to do something nice for someone else. Why not go for it? Honestly, guys, I don't know how much more of her I can handle. Don't get me wrong, she's sweet. She's very sweet. She's nice, you know, she cleans up after herself, and I don't even mind having a baby in the house. The crying and all that, it's not a big deal. It's just her, you know, she's so... She's really pretty. Like, really, really pretty. So pretty. And I can't stand it. I can't take it anymore. Her hair is so shiny, especially for being so... sort of a deep, rich color. And her skin is so soft. When I shook her hand, it was like I was trying to hold on to a cloud. And her smile is, I kid you not, like a goddamn Barbie doll. It's like handcrafted perfection. Ugh, and she has these... I'm such a sucker for freckles, and she has a lot of them. They're everywhere. Her chest, her shoulders, her neck, her face, all dusted pretty heavily with them. But I love it. And her face is just so... I mean, it's actually just, like, so cute. You know, I'm just, like, a sucker for... I guess the term is mousy, maybe? Like, her features are just really petite and rounded and adorable, and I'm just... You guys. I am just totally taken by her. But I'm hoping that if I open up about it, just to you guys, confess to the entire virtual world here, if I just give in, just for tonight, just real quick, and let myself think about her, let myself orgasm to the thought of her, maybe I'll feel better. Maybe getting it off my chest will help me start to get over this silly little crush. Or maybe this will make it a million times worse. Either way, I fucking need this. I can't pretend that I'm not crazy about her for a single fucking second longer. I have to do this. I want her so bad. Oh, I want her so bad. Fuck. Just sitting next to her on the couch. Oh, it's unbearable. Her face is so just adorable, but... Oh, but I can only look at it for so long before my eyes start to... wander. Oh. All the way down to those sweet little ankles of hers. And I can't help but imagine what it would be like to just kiss them while they rest on my shoulders. And that thought makes my eyes just crawl up the length of her legs to her hips. Oh, curvy, sexy, something you can just really hold on to, you know? Oh, and she's talked about how insecure she is about her body after having a baby, and she's shown me these pictures of what she looked like before, you know, of the body she misses having so much. I just want to grab her by her shoulders and just shake her. She was a beautiful woman before, but I can't even properly put into words how much I prefer her now. Oh my God, don't even get me started on, oh God, her tits. Oh, I can barely even think of them without just being, just getting completely drunk off of the image of them. Just, she's upset that they're not, you know, perky like they used to be. But I love having the job of reassuring her that having bigger breasts is the opposite of a problem. But she also complains about having to change her shirt 10 times a day because she's just constantly leaking breast milk. And we laugh at it over dinner, and I try to empathize with her and make her feel better about it, but fuck. Oh, that is honestly the sexiest thing about her. There's something so incredibly attractive to me about a woman's body just doing what it's supposed to do, doing its job, even when it's doing it a little too well. Oh, I feel so bad for thinking about this, but I mean, she's right there, you know? She's right across the hall, and it would be so easy to just sneak over while she's asleep or at the park with the baby, and I could just quickly go through this little basket of dirty clothes that she keeps just inside her bedroom right by the door. I could just help myself. And grab that plain pink t-shirt she just changed out of and admire those two very decently sized, still dripping milk stains on the front. Oh, fuck. And maybe, you know, while I'm there, while I'm while I'm in the neighborhood, I might as well just grab a pair of her panties too. Don't worry, guys, I'll bring everything back just as soon as I'm done with it. But playing with myself like this would be so much better. I had something of hers, oh, that I could touch, could smell, oh, could lick. I mean, maybe if I could just run that soft, wet, milky shirt of hers down my neck and chest and across my stomach, and maybe just rest it between my legs. Oh God. Oh, maybe I'll be able to move past this little crush. What do you guys think? Or maybe if I put play with myself, tease myself, edge myself for hours on end. Oh, while being able to smell and lick her panties. Oh, maybe I'll just magically get over her right after I come. Right? Isn't that how these things work? Okay, I know it doesn't work that way, but I can't do any of the other hundreds of things that have crossed my mind. Oh, I can't press her up against the wall and just start groping her big tits hard, trying to squeeze them both together in my little hands, making her gasp, making her moan. Oh, we both look down and watch as yet another one of her tops is ruined by her big, leaking tits. But this time they're not just passively dripping little by little over time, and before you know it, you've got these cute little stains. No, she's being massaged and milked on these big oozes and squirts. Oh, fuck, that would just drive me so wild. And I hope she sees it. I hope she sees how fucking insane I am. How fucking obsessed I am with her body. How everything about her makes me want to take this chance. Get her against that wall and absolutely ruin her. Surprising her, grabbing her, feeling her, kissing her, milking her. I want her to see that I've been keeping these feelings, these urges inside, but I can't anymore. Oh, I can't take it anymore. I have to have her. I have to do things to her. I have to make her mine. I have to turn her gorgeous fucking body into an instrument of my pleasure. Oh, I have to get my hands on those thighs, and I have to get my lips wrapped around those big, juicy, leaky nipples. Oh, and I have to get my wet pussy kissed and licked by her perfect, sexy fucking mouth. Oh, I have to use her to make all my fantasies come true. Oh, I need to use her. Fuck. Oh, I need her. I fucking need to use her. Oh, but it won't be long. Oh, it won't be long until she figures out my deepest, darkest secret. And that is no matter how much I want her, need her, crave the feeling of her tits in my hands while my pussy grinds against her face and I swallow another mouthful of her sweet, warm milk. No matter how strong these urges to use her are, I'm the one under her spell, and I am utterly powerless. I would do anything for her. Oh, I would do anything just to watch her take off her panties at the end of the day. hand them to me. Ugh, leaving me sitting there dumbfounded, mesmerized. I just go to her bedroom without a word. Just to be granted that little piece of her to have as my own. To smell, to play with, to hold, to caress. Oh, to lick. To just rub all over my face, all over my body. Oh, I would do anything. Oh, I would do anything. I would do anything just to have her panties. Oh, I would do anything for her. Oh, any time, day or night, she could tell me to get on my knees and play with myself while she watches. She could make me beg for her. Beg just to kiss her. Just to touch her. Just to smell her hair. Oh, and I would be such a good girl for her. So obedient. And she would never have to even touch me if she didn't want to. Oh, but if she did. Oh, if she did. If she did. Oh, if she told me. If she told me that I could crawl over to her. If she gave me permission. If she gave me permission to nuzzle my face into her warm, soft thigh. If she gave me permission to reach up and hold on to one of her perfect breasts. If she gave me permission to grind my pussy against her leg like a desperate little bitch in heat. Oh my god. Oh my god, she could own me. She could own me so easily. Oh, she could just own me, and I want it so bad. I want her to own me. I want her to own me. Oh, I want her to own me. I want to be her little bitch. Oh, I want her to own me so bad. Oh my god, fuck yes. Oh my god, own me. Oh, I want you to own me. Oh, I want her to own me so bad. Own me, own me, own me, own me, own me, own me, own me. Fuck. Oh god. Fuck, I want her to own me so bad. Still not over her. I think this made it worse. So you see the dilemma I'm in.